sir. I came from a small town on the west side of the state, Pawpaw, and there was a guy that I knew that was a radio technician part-time, and he had some other odd jobs and everything else, and I worked on the fire department for a little while, and I worked on the ambulances for a little while, and he was the radio technician, and he lived in the same town, and he was telling me about it, and he was the one that actually helped me get my license. So that's how I kind of got into it. I was into it hot and heavy, and now I'll date my... And then I got a job where I was a traveling salesman. I was on the road all the time, and then came cell phones. And then once the cell phone came, I dropped out our mobile phones or whatever you want to call them. And once those came out, I kind of lost all interest in ham radio, and I got back into it, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So there was a long stretch of my life that I wasn't in it. But it was all because of a guy who called was NHGH, or at that time it was called KBHPL, and it was all because